Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Want to get away?
Yes, if you would like to get away, we have with us at the moment Pauline Frommer, who is, along with her father, famous for helping people travel. Frommers.com, the Frommers Travel Guide, been so famous for so many decades. We'll talk with Pauline about some of the experiences she's had and what advice she has in a matter of moments here for your traveling convenience.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So which is the better teacher, success or failure? Or put another way, do we learn more from our successes or our mistakes? Here's the science of it. It seems the brain rapidly forgets our successes. But when it comes to our mistakes, well, the brain has a built-in warning system, which when activated, tries to help you avoid making the same mistake twice. Researchers found that the brain's mechanism to avoid activates about 1/10 of a second after exposure to a similar previous screw-up. The brain's neural signs to bask in success, however, takes much longer. What's the cheap psychological trick? The human brain is smarter than you think. Given the chance, it will alert you to avoid previous painful decisions. Maybe you ought to start listening. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
55 past the hour here on Good Day. Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Travel Guides. What I want to underscore is that the 100 guides that have been done by the Frommers over the years are extraordinary. You can't really travel, make plans without using these guides. So you can check them out at frommers.com. So,
thank you, Doug.
You're welcome. So this week, we always try to highlight whatever was big. You were traveling in Florida, and you found something pretty unusual that people ought to know about. What's the story?
I was traveling in a part of Florida that people on the East Coast don't know well, but the South know very well. It's called South Walton. And if you ever saw the movie The Truman Show, you've seen this place. It's this 26-mile-long stretch of bright white sand, because it's pure quartz, so it's some of the whitest sand you've ever seen. 40% of it has been kept in nature preserves, so much less developed than the rest of Florida. And along these 26 miles, they've built 13 communities and done it in a very intentional way, which kind of gives you this feeling of traveling to different countries in each community. Like, there's one called Rosemary Beach that was all done in Tudor style. So suddenly you're in merry old England. And then another community, and these are all places where you can rent houses. They're not gated communities. They're places with shops and restaurants. Another community looks like it's from Morocco. And the third one was the set. It wasn't built to be the set, but it was the background for The Truman Show. So it's this idyllic-looking place with wide porches, with houses right next to one another, so people sit on those porches and drink their cocktails in the evening and chat with their neighbors. And it's a place that has drawn artists. It has these incredible inland coastal lakes. It's just a very, very different slice of Florida that caught me totally by surprise.
Yeah, I find myself, when it comes to Florida, nonplussed most of the time, but there are places I like. I know South Walton you're talking about. I also like Del Rey. They've done a fascinating job. I had dinner once a couple of months ago on a restaurant right next to the train tracks. It's really a bizarre experience. But there are a lot of places in Florida that are kind of like that. Now, a lot of places you can forget about, but some of them are kind of cool. All right, let's talk about the Marriott chain saying they're going to give you a 10% discount if you book directly with them. This is kind of a slap in the face to all of the sites that are interested, hotels.com, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So Marriott's tired of those deals, are they?
Well, they have to give up 20% of their price to the third third-party sites when people book through them. So they're trying 20%. To get people to book direct. But those 10% discounts don't necessarily stick. Days after they announced them, we looked on the third-party sites, and they were still offering lower prices through them if you booked and paid in advance. So take it with a grain of salt.
Wasn't the Marriott responsible for that hoopla in Nashville? Wasn't that the Nashville Marriott?
It was.
That's what I thought. I think I've pushed the Marriott out of my mind. Okay, Pauline, thank you. Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Travel Guides here on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.